On this day, 23rd of April, 1971. Fit wants Socialist Republic. Mr. Jerry Fitt, MP for West Belfast, told the Scarman Tribunal yesterday that his aim of a 32-county Socialist Republic could not be achieved until both sections of the Northern community had been reconciled. His view differed from that of Cathal Goulding, Chief of Staff of the IRA. He didn't believe in Marxist socialism. He was a Connolly socialist. Mr. Fitt told council for the Shankill residents that violence among the minority since 1969 had caused him a personal defeat. He had gone to Westminster in 1966, told tell the British people about unionism and why he was opposed to it. Then came the violence of 69, and the minority had the overwhelming support of people throughout the world. But as a result of the violence which had continued, they had lost that support. Mr. Fitt said that the Catholics of the Falls wanted to see an impartial civilian police force, but they were still very suspicious of the RUC. There seemed to be great disparities in the sentences on Catholics and Protestants. One young boy who shouted, "Up the IRA," in the vicinity of a Junior Orange parade last week, was given 1 year's imprisonment, while another man from a Protestant area found in possession of arms was given 6 months in prison. North-South talks. Talks took place in Dublin yesterday between officials from Stormont and Leinster House. Mr. J.C.B. McCarthy, Secretary at the Dublin Department of Industry and Commerce, and Mr. Arthur Brooke, Secretary of the Stormont Commerce Ministry, led the delegations. The talks were concerned mainly with possibilities for joint industrial or regional development along the border, as well as tourism. The Taoiseach, Mr. Lynch, told Mr. Barry Desmond, Labour in the Dáil, that it was hoped that meetings at ministerial level would follow. Paisley brutality file. A dossier of complaints from Protestant residents in the Newton Ards Road area of Belfast, alleging military brutality during the riots in the locality on Easter Tuesday, was produced at Stormont yesterday by the Reverend Ian Paisley. The army, he said, allowed the mechanics of terrorism to be built up in the Catholic area of the Newton Ards Road. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. From his early days in Republican Labour, Jerry Fitt had claimed to be a follower of James Connolly's vision of an all-Ireland socialist republic. Meanwhile, Ian Paisley, though a rural MP, was forging links with the emerging working-class loyalism of East Belfast. Despite North-South tensions and IRA attacks, Faulkner authorised cross-border talks on industrial development and tourism.